As I mentioned, this feast always comes the day after the Feast of the Sacred Heart. It's the what happens to us if we let the power of the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ have its way in our heart. We start to get a pure heart, little by little. So we celebrate today this immaculate, unstained, you know, pure heart. Well, what does that mean? Well, we could start at the level of like emotions, you know. Our emotions are in semi-tumult all the time. There's anger, there's sensuality, there's fear, there's ambition, there's dislike, there's, you know, we're a mess. That's already to have a troubled heart. But there's more. There's disobedience to God. There's real deep resentment. In other words, we can go down deeper in our heart. So why don't we look the other way now? Well, what's a heart? See, the heart of a human being is that place within the depth of their spirit which has a lot of effect on the heart, that is even the physical heart, where we are directly related to God. Now, we keep that place covered over because we don't want to relate directly to God. If we relate directly to God, that means we obey Him at every moment of the day. And we don't do that. And in a way, we don't want to do it. You know, we want to get saved. We're good enough for that. But to just be totally at God's disposition all the time. See, John of the Cross, he's commenting on that line in Romans 8, those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children, the sons of God. And he says, notice, now this is John Chrysostom who says this, notice, it doesn't say those who have the Spirit of God. It says those who are led by the Spirit of God, yielding to the Spirit of God, moving with the Spirit of God, allowing the Spirit of God to have His way with us. That's why John of the Cross says, you see, this is describing a reality when everything within us is yielded to this onrush of love who is the Holy Spirit. Everything. Our minds, our imagination, our emotions, even our body is all led by, moved by, animated by, even the deepest of our thinking, our imagining, our desiring is all moved toward God. He said, you know, in its perfection, even among those who have arrived at a certain or even a great maturity, we fall away from that. We're not always so moved by the Holy Spirit that our emotions, our memory, our bodies, our thoughts, our desires, our memories are all moved by the Holy Spirit. You think to yourself, that's impossible. It's not impossible. It's not impossible. This is what it means to mature as a Christian. Now, where do we see Mary in this? She's the one for whom it was always possible. For the rest of us, you know, even if we ever got that mature to begin with, we can't sustain it. But it comes and goes as the Holy Spirit moves in us, rushes in us, but we fall back again. But Our Lady never did. That meant that since the Holy Spirit moved every bit of her, always, she was concentrated on the Word of God, Jesus, her son. And because of that, she loved the Father totally, always. That's a pure heart. Not the slightest tremor of aberration. You say, well, that's impossible. No, it's not. We have this example of Mary, immaculately conceived, yes, which is a big help, to arriving at that, you see, from childhood. She was like that. And so when that angel came and announced to her, right away she knew what it was all about. As soon as she heard, Giri, Bat Zion, rejoice, Mary, daughter of Zion. She knew that was Zephaniah 3, Zechariah 3. She knew what this was all about. There was no cloudedness. Great humanity. You see, what makes us inhuman is sin, not holiness. Still questions. How can this take place since I have no relations with a man? Difficult question, right? Because her parents had engaged her to Joseph. And she's an obedient daughter. She's going to marry Joseph. Left it to God. Left it to God. However you're going to work that out, you are God. You see how many things are involved in a pure heart. On the other side, what's the source of all our fear? Self-preoccupation. They're not going to like me. I'm going to lose money. I'm going to get sick. Whatever. So, you see, a pure heart is such a treasure. That's why the church, looking for a text, how, if we want the whole church to enter into this reality, where can we find the Holy Word of God that will move people toward that? So they go to Isaiah 61, which is, just read the whole chapter today. This is the one that starts, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. Now we're down in verse 9. And it says, well, we have these other verses. The descendants of my people shall be renowned among the nations. All who see them shall acknowledge them as a race the Lord has blessed. And then the response. Rejoicing, I rejoice in the Lord. That's the Hebrew, I rejoice heartily. What are the signs of a pure heart? To rejoice in the Lord. In God is the joy of my soul. I remember Don Gajar, Benedictine from Solem, the pilgrim place of all chant, And he was with us, Spencer. And I guess we were getting ready for this feast day. And in Latin, the opening hymn in Latin is Gaudens, Gaudebo, in Domino, this very line. And he said, you understand, the minute Mary was conceived, she was conscious. And at that very moment, she saw what had happened to her. And so she sang this song. This is why we sing it at the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. For he has clothed me with the robe of salvation and wrapped me in a mantle of justice. Like a bridegroom adorned with a diadem, like a bride bedecked with her jewels. This is the song of the church. You see, we enter into this song of the church as we let the Lord purify our heart. Well, how do we do that? It goes on to say, and this is the key, as the earth brings forth its plants and a garden makes its growth spring up, so will the Lord God make justice and praise. The Lord God will do it. Make justice and praise spring up before all the nations. If we will yield to God, he will make justice and praise come from our poor little earth, and our hearts will start to be purified. You see, we have this tumult of emotions I talked about. And then we have this, under all that, driving it all, is this self-preoccupation. It says here, God will make this righteousness spring up from this earth right here. You see, God will make it spring up as the earth brings forth its plants and a garden makes the growth spring up. So will the Lord God make justice. All we have to do is agree to him. Agree with it. The Holy Spirit is moving right now. Remember, that's God, an infinite Holy Spirit, moving in every one of us right now. And during the day, we'll pick up the obstacles, right? Get angry, get sensual, get lazy, get whatever. And the Holy Spirit will say, don't drop it. Come with me. Come with me. Come to the Father. And if we pray to Our Lady, she'll help us with this. I mean, really help us. You know, the Vatican Council says she has an influxus, an influence on us. It's not just prayer and example. She has an influence on us. Isn't that neat? I mean, everybody else has got an influence on me, whether I like it or not. What about Our Lady? And that's why, you see, after all of that, this pain in her heart, looking for Jesus for 3 days, like the resurrection, you know. And she didn't know where he was. And she didn't know why he did this. Son, why have you done this to us? See, a pure heart is not an invulnerable heart. It's a real heart. And he said, well, why were you looking for me? Didn't you know I would be in the things of my Father? Ta tu patros. And it's translated probably right. The things of his Father, as his Father's house. And she kept all these things in her heart. You see, what happens there is something happens and we treasure it. We think about it. We let the Holy Spirit bring forth. As the earth springs forth plants, as God will make righteousness, he will do it to us if we have a pondering heart. The secret is constant prayer. Constant prayer. As constant as we can make it. Which means an instinct to stay away from distractions. How much television do you think Mary would look at if she was around today? The Pope's, you know, installment or something. How much would she watch? How much radio? How much, what do you call them, newspapers? How much stupid reading? How much, and how much vegging out? Very little. None. Why? Because her heart is alert to God. That's a pure heart.